Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Friday, August 5th, 2022. US futures are indicating a higher open. European equity markets have had a mixed start following broad gains in Asia. US dollar is higher with the biggest move versus Japanese yen. Treasury yields are higher. Oil is up, but WTI is still below $90 a barrel. Gold is flat, industrial metals are higher, other commodities are also up. Global markets are assessing the risk of a policy mistake where central banks tighten too aggressively in a slowing economy. However, stocks have held up with better than feared US earnings, easy policy bias in China and Japan, and favorable technicals. In the US, Democrats have secured unanimous support for the Inflation Reduction Act. In other developments, the political fallout from House Speaker Pelosi's visit to Taiwan continues after the U.S. labeled the firing of missiles towards Taiwan a significant escalation. Flare-up in tensions has mostly been a non-issue for markets this week, amid views that China will stop short of more serious economic and military retaliation. However, analysts have noted the potential for near-term volatility as the situation evolves. On the macro data front, France's June industrial production came in better than forecast. Japan's household consumption rebounded by more than expected, but negative real wage growth will keep the Bank of Japan firmly on its easing bias. The Reserve Bank of Australia upgraded inflation forecasts, but lowered projected GDP growth. In the UK, the latest data from KPMG and the Recruitment and Employment Confederation showed that hiring has slowed, with July seeing the slowest increase in the number of permanent jobs filled for 17 months. The US July non-farm payrolls tonight can play an outsized role in shaping rate expectations amid consensus for moderation in headline employment growth. Key focus on the U.S. macro calendar today also includes the unemployment rate, average weekly hours, and average hourly earnings for July, followed by the June consumer credit. Notable earnings reporters in the U.S. today are Wabtec and Western Digital, posting their results before they open. In corporate news, Tesla shareholders have approved a 3-for-1 stock split at annual meeting. The FTC has escalated the investigation into Amazon to see if the company has intentionally tricked consumers into signing up for its Prime subscription services. The FTC has begun reaching out to current and former Amazon employees as part of the probe, with some subpoena letters sent out. DD Global staff tell the Financial Times that the company's management still fears further sanctions from Chinese regulators following a fine of over 8 billion China yuan last month. There is internal discussion of the prospect that China's Ministry of Industry and Information Technology could administer an additional fine. In Asia, equities traded higher on Friday. Japan closed on day and week highs. Australia also went up to the highest point since early June, despite energy stocks underperforming. Greater China markets built on yesterday's gains. South Korea was higher, Taiwan surging, Southeast Asia well bid. India also higher following the rate hike by the Reserve Bank of India. European markets, on the other hand, have opened mixed to lower. Thursday's Bank of England policy decision is still being digested, with focus on the very downbeat assessment on economic outlook after raising rates by 50 base points. Meanwhile, the UK leadership hopefuls Truss and Sunak clashed over the Bank of England recession warning in last TV debate on Thursday. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Friday, August 5th, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.